time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
With a mostly party-line vote of 227 to 205, Republicans rammed a $1.5 trillion overhaul of business and personal income taxes through the House Thursday, moving a step closer toward the tax code's biggest rewrite in three decades and the first major legislative triumph for the Trump administration.
This is about giving hardworking taxpayers bigger paychecks, more take-home pay. This is about giving those families who are struggling peace of mind. It's about getting this economy to grow faster so we get bigger wages, more jobs, and we put America in the driver's seat in the global economy once again.
Now attention turns to the Senate, where its bill moved out of the Senate Finance Committee Thursday night on a party line 14 to 12 vote. But the fight in the Senate is expected to be tougher. Congress's nonpartisan Joint Commission on Taxation estimated that the Senate plan would mean higher taxes beginning in 2021 for families earning under $30,000 annually. By 2027, families making less than $75,000 would face tax hikes, while those making more would enjoy cuts. Robert Reich explains who this tax scam really benefits.
This entire escapade, this entire tax cut is payback for the Republican donor class. This is what it's all about. I mean, Republicans are not really looking at the polls right now. They are very aware of the fact that the donor class, I'm talking about, you know, the Mercers and the Ricketts and the Koch brothers and all of the people that have invested so much in the GOP, what they want is they look at this as any other kind of investment. They want a return on that investment. And the return on the investment was going to be a huge tax cut. The stock market has been going up in anticipation of a corporate tax cut. It has nothing to do with the real economy. It has nothing to do with what's happening to average people. It's just a big payback for the major donors.
Senator Al Franken faces a likely ethics investigation after Leanne Tweeden, a Los Angeles radio personality, accused him Thursday of forcibly kissing and groping her during a 2006 USO tour in Afghanistan. He's the first member of Congress caught up in the recent wave of allegations of sexual abuse and inappropriate behavior. In a press conference, Tweeden explained what prompted her to come forward now.
And really, I'm doing it now because it's different. There's strength in numbers. Congresswoman Jackie Speier has come out and she's talking about it now. And when she said she had that experience when she was in her 20s as a congressional aide and came out and said her chief of staff stopped her in an office and grabbed her face and kissed her and stuck his tongue in her mouth. And we had her on our air, and she said that to us while we were interviewing her on McIntyre in the Morning, the show that I'm the news anchor on. And I said, I looked at Doug, and I went, I kind of mouthed, I'm like, that was Al Franken to me. And I said, I think that was my catalyst to sort of go, you know, if I'm going to tell my story, now is the time. 2017 is not 2006. You know, it's just a different time, and maybe I can be somebody's Jackie Speier, and they can tell their story in real time and not wait.
Franken issued a lengthy apology in which he asked for an ethics investigation of himself, something the Senate majority and minority leaders also called for. The president weighed in on Franken via a couple of tweets, calling him Al Frankenstein, but he still hasn't commented on the Roy Moore allegations. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was asked about that during her first press briefing since they returned from Asia.
Does the president believe Roy Moore's accusers, or does he think Roy Moore should drop out of this race?
Look, the president believes that these allegations are very troubling and should be taken seriously, and he thinks that the people of Alabama should make the decision on who their next senator should be.
So that's a no, he thinks Roy Moore should stay in?
Look, the president said in his statement earlier this week that if the allegations are true, then that Roy Moore should step aside. He still firmly believes that.
Of course, the president still insists that all 16 or more women who have accused him of sexual harassment are lying.
You say that the president finds these allegations against Mr. Moore, Judge Moore, to be very troubling, extremely troubling, etc. As we all know, the president faced a number of similar allegations or somewhat similar allegations during the course of the campaign, and he vigorously denied them. But I wonder what you would assert to be the difference between the two situations, such that on the face of things, we should find one set of allegations very troubling and on the other, we shouldn't pay attention to them at all, or we should totally disbelieve them?
Well, I think the president has certainly a lot more insight into what he personally did or didn't do, and he spoke out about that directly during the campaign, and I don't have anything further to add beyond that.
Part of the controversial Keystone XL pipeline was shut down Thursday after 210,000 gallons of oil leaked in South Dakota. The leak comes before Nebraska officials are scheduled to vote Monday morning on whether to approve a 275-mile-long extension of the project through that state. State approval is needed after the Trump administration revived the project, even though it had been rejected by the Obama administration. A bipartisan group of senators have joined forces on legislation to strengthen the FBI database of prohibited gun buyers after the Air Force failed to report the criminal history of the gunman who killed more than 24 people at a Texas church. The bill would ensure that federal agencies and states accurately report relevant criminal information to the FBI. The bill also seeks to improve accountability by publicly reporting which agencies and states fail to provide the required records. I got bugs. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without you. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.